This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Broadcasting from high atop the frozen Missouri Ozarks. 4 degrees. 4 degrees this morning here in Missouri. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, buddy. 4 degrees, wow. I think during the top of the hour break, I'm going to go down to the river and take a dip.
Yeah.
It's a heat wave here.
What is it there?
It's 27.
Wow, sounds
I'll just
balmy.
Bring a towel and some soap and be good to go.
You know, I was thinking this morning about... You know, our lifestyle, yours and ours, and you know, we have some choke points. Like, what would be bad? Well, if we didn't have electricity, we wouldn't have heat, and if you didn't have electricity, you wouldn't have what? Water, right?
Not even that, because I have a generator to pull up my water. I had a choice when I built my system, which was almost 13 years old now. So when I built my off-grid system. We didn't have the technology that there is today. For example, the wattage on the solar panels wasn't as high or strong. We didn't have inverter chargers up to 240 volts. The solar chargers, the amperage wasn't as sophisticated, couldn't hold as much, including the breakers. So the technology, especially with the battery choices now, has increased probably threefold regarding off-grid living. And it's just amazing to me, Vince, with all the talk we've done and all the corruption, all the manipulation, and the little people, the bottom 93%, losing control of their destiny, why we haven't even had close to a 3% increase in off-grid living. It should be a 50% increase in off-grid living so people could have a decent life, learn skill sets. And I'll tell you, for those of you who think that you're lonely, I guarantee you if you live off-grid, especially write a book, you will not be lonely because everybody in the world is going to want to see how you do it. Because people are looking for plan Bs. People are desperate for outside-the-box ideas and solutions because the whole system is so corrupt. It's basically it's controlled opposition. Too many people think that you know, it's a left-right paradigm. It couldn't be furthest from the truth. It's good cop, bad cop. It's basically aristocracy managing the serfs and using political correctness as a tool where there's no benevolence, equality, fairness, tolerance. But all political correctness does is lower the bars of standards and expectations for certain groups and especially for jobs and demonetizing the people who speak up against it. You know, just like last week we talked about adult mutual consensual sex, and I want to open up that can of worms, but it's so obvious, Vince, that the elite are using sex as blackmail against everybody from lawmakers to Congress, and they're normalizing pedophilia, they're destroying families, and this is why we can't allow certain groups to demand concessions through entitlements, because when you rationalize and justify hate against another group, you're basically removing the a powers that be to remove the incentive, the value, the legitimacy, and the dignity of work, never mind the rule of law. So as competition becomes eliminating, as the powers that be designate winners and losers, how can the little people control their life regarding food, regarding savings, regarding wealth, regarding every aspect of controlling one's own destiny? Because the system is protecting the elite so they can hold on to their addictions of power, money, and control. And more specifically, they're using basically allowing the big corporations and government via self-interest for the wealthy to eliminate our choices and opportunities. And as we become more and more silent majority and don't speak up, we're enabling the double standards and hypocrisies of the powers that be to continue to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people. And they have great tools because of their wealth has been increasing so much. We now have a plutocracy with weapons like the technocracy, where too many people are bought and paid for, again, for their self-interest, to eliminate humanity, objective facts, common sense, logic, rule of law. So we really need to start not just thinking outside the box, folks, but we need to relearn those lost 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology. We need to have the balance between technology and nature, and we're losing that. They're turning the people into monolithic, one-dimensional thinkers. And when you do that, you can control them and put them in the followers category. And as you can see, we're moving more towards, whether you call it socialism, communism, tyranny, whatever the case is. It's pretty obvious when you import your manufacturing to a communistic country like China, especially technology, censorship, surveillance of the U.S. and its people are going to continue. And communism, totalitarianism, all this stuff is wealth enhancement and welfare for the rich to give the little people as basically crumbs so they can be controlled. You know, it's just like this pedophilia thing going on. Vince, I got to say, if this Epstein declassification does not occur with thousands of the wealthiest people in the world, especially here in the U.S., does not get if a discovery does not happen and a declassification does not happen, I think this is the one litmus test for American courage. If we don't disclose these thousands of names, our culture, traditions, heritage, history, it'll all be taken away. And this is one of the reasons why President Trump needs to create our own intranet. Because, I mean, we're getting to the point where, I just had an article right here. December 10th, 2019, the day that YouTube dies. And who is YouTube owned by? Google. The outdated, basically they're allowing for a termination of any Google account deemed not to be commercially viable. So this is, again, a hit on free speech. This is a hit on the little people trying to grab a microphone and control their own destiny. And this is why President Trump needs to create, and Russia's done this, I believe, an intranet. Basically, it's an internet that's inside the nation, so patriots and thinkers and outside-the-box ideas and solutions can trickle down to the people so they can have a good, happy life instead of increasing opioid use, meth use, drug use, obesity, all the suicides going through the moon, all this despair. The little people is not getting the information. They're just getting the propaganda, the lies, the false flags, and the hoaxes. And it's basically a huge dumbing down of the American people, not to mention the dividing and distractions going on. Vince?
You know, as you're saying this, I was thinking about something we talked about months ago. And that was, well, it's going to be a cold winter. And some people thought, nah, because the mainstream media said it's going to be just average. There's no change. Well, we are frozen here in Missouri. And I was thinking about the cows. And a lot of people in Missouri raise cows. So if it's this cold, if it's 4 degrees, the streams, the creeks are going to freeze over. The animals are not going to be able to get water. We're talking about wildlife. We're talking about livestock. We're talking about domestic animals that, you know, are outside. It's going to be tough. And so what we have to do is break the ice. And we'll take a fence post pounder, and it's about a 20-pound piece of steel with a flat end on it, kind of like a bugle, if you will, but small, maybe 3 inches in diameter, on a real heavy rod. The other end is a pry bar, and this thing is like 6 feet tall. And we use that to pound in the dirt around fence posts that needs to be packed in. And we'll take the pointed end, and we'll pound the ice when the ice is on top of the whole, the cattle waterers, the ponds, and try to give the cows some water because they'll die without it. And I was thinking about all this, and then all the people who are dependent on electricity for water for their wells, they're dependent on electricity for their heating of their homes, they're dependent on electricity for everything. And what a great time for the grid to go down. I mean, people will be dying all over Missouri and in this Arctic blast area that we happen to be in at the moment. And the news is saying, you know, global warming. What global warming? We're not talking about global warming. We're talking about violent climate change. That means really hot and then really cold and then really hot and then really cold. That's violent climate change. So the twist of words, the misuse of words to global warming, and the GDP would say, what global warming? Well, it's violent climate change. And that's where we are right now. So 4 degrees here in Missouri is unseasonably cold. It's unseasonably cold in lots of places. And at least, 20 to 40 records have been shattered today in terms of ultra cold. So I wanted to mention that, and when I mentioned that the choke point for you would be water or electricity for running your well pump, we all have the same problem. So it's electricity, but how you generate it, whether it be solar or wind or hydro or generator, and we all have the same problem if we have wells. And now you're fortunate because you don't have any need for electricity for heat. You can run your wood cook stove without any electricity at all. None. But we can't. We need electricity to run our wood furnace. So the choke point for us is, one point is electricity. And of course we've got lots of ways of generating electricity. We would need 75 watts in order to heat the house. And that's nothing. And we could do that with an inverter. Or a spare inverter, or a spare inverter hooked up to a truck battery. So we'd be good for a while. Or we could use a gasoline power generator, or we could use a diesel power generator, or we could start the car or a truck and run the engine, and the alternator would charge the car battery or the truck battery, and we'd use an inverter to provide enough electricity to run a heating system. And that's just for life, sustaining life. That's all that does. But, class, think about it. What would happen in your neck of the woods if you lost power for the next, 12 hours? Would the pipes freeze? Well, it's likely they would. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, those of you who have been with us for a while know that Rich Sheban lives in Montana and we live in Missouri. And we each have farms. And we both heat with wood. So, Rich, during the summer when nobody's thinking about heat, we're thinking about, you know, wood for heat for the winter. And what we noticed was there was very little interest in people getting wood, and there are plenty of places where you can buy scrap wood. And we would buy it by the trailer load or by, we have a small trailer. It holds, it's got a 3,500-pound axle, and we can pull it behind a pickup truck, and we'll fill that thing up. And the wood's free. People can't wait to get rid of it, you know, those in the wood-type business. They can't wait to get rid of it. And all summer long, it's free if you want it. All you have to do is show up, load it yourself, and drive away. And yet, hardly anybody wants it. So, during the summer, we got close to 50,000 pounds of wood that nobody wanted. Now, the neighbors are looking at our wood pile. They're kind of in. Like, well, where'd you get the wood? And I really believe that it's going to cause problems. And so what we've done is we've said, oh, see, y'all don't have wood? No problem. So we'll haul our wood over to them and give it to them. Now, eventually, it's not going to be so much fun because they're going to be dependent on us for delivering wood. So why is it? Why is it that they didn't think about it when we thought about it? you know, all, we think about it all year, literally, to make sure. And we said, we told our neighbors, yeah, we think it's going to be a rough winter. It just feels like it's going to be just a brutal winter. Well, you know, TV doesn't say that. Well, I don't know about that because I don't watch TV. But we actually believe that it's going to be brutal. And if this is any indication of what we have right here, right now, today, it's going to be brutal. So we have stockpiled 3X in hay, literally. We have stockpiled 3X in wood. And we have stockpiled 7X in spare parts for our heating system. 7X. The weak link in our heating system, it's a hydronic system. So we have an outdoor wood boiler. It holds about 400 gallons of water. So what happens is this huge firebox, which is 4 feet by 5 feet inside dimensions, heats. There's a water jacket around that firebox, about 400 gallons. And so the wood fire heats this water jacket, or storage tank, if you want to call it that. And then there's a circulator pump that pushes the water underground to the house where there's a heat exchanger. And so the heat is extracted from the water, and the cooled water returns back to be reheated. And so there's a pump that does that all the time, 24/7, 365. And they wear out because they're running at about 175 degrees all the time. They don't like that. So even if you buy the best pumps, they wear out in a couple of years. So what I did was I found a guy on the internet that was selling them for $78 for a brand, a top-of-the-line brand pump with three speeds, low, medium, and high. So I bought seven extra pumps because I know that when things get bad, they're going to be $1,000. And I know that we're going to need them. And I know that I can't make them. So that's where we're parked. But, you know, with Rich's system, he doesn't need any of that. You know, doesn't need any electricity, doesn't need any pumps, and doesn't have any water to worry about. So two different strategies, class, and you ought to think about them because they're both excellent. They really are. It depends on what you're trying to do. But you've got to have wood. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention, Rich. That is that farmers in the Midwest are finding out right now that there is a difficulty obtaining propane. Difficulty in obtaining propane to cure and dry the crops, like corn. And they have these huge, huge propane tanks. When I say huge, I'm talking 5,000 gallons and larger. And they're having trouble getting enough propane to dry the crops that came in late. And it seems like there's a mad dash to get the crops dried. At the same time, homeowners, 50% of rural homes are heated with propane. Then we told you months ago to get yours, did you? We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The so-called Dreamers are getting their day before the U.S. Supreme Court as arguments are about to begin over President Trump's decision to end the DACA program, the Obama administration plan for illegal immigrants who were brought into the country as children. The president tweeting this morning that many Dreamers are far from angels, claiming some are very tough, hardened criminals. two of the top Democrats running for the White House, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren, going back and forth on the subject of health care. Yesterday on the campaign trail, Biden held a town hall talking about Warren's approach, which he calls elitist.
I know more than you. Let me tell you what to do. And it wasn't that she's elitist. The attitude is elitist, that people can't make up their own minds.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my when you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Achievements with us. Offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com, just talking about heating and how important it is and why you should get what you need before you need it, and also why you should consider getting the wood that you need for the winter in the summer when no one's thinking about it. It just doesn't apply to that. I buy T-shirts for use around the farm in the winter. I buy long sleeve shirts for use around the farm in the summer. I buy things when no one else is thinking about them, no one else wants them, and the price is low because no one else wants them. There's not a lot of demand. Rich, even your thoughts on that?
Well, what you're describing, Vince, is basically foresight thinking. It's grasshopper or ant strategies. You know, it all depends if you want to make life harder on yourself or easier. If you want to make it easier, you gather your wood year-round, and it doesn't feel like a chore. I mean, I don't people personally who, you know, go out and bust their back for 3-4 weeks out of the year and just do wood, and it's miserable for them, and they hate it, and it's a big chore, and half the time they get injured. You know, I've visited a lot of off-grid homes over the years. I would say at least, and I'm being very gracious with this number, I'm lowballing it, at least 200 off-grid homes or homesteads. Everybody does it different. You know, I know people who've had experiences with pipes freezing, so they build their house different with angles so the pipes angle down so they don't have to blow the pipes out, and they can literally just open up the faucet at the end and it gravity feeds the water out and they're done. And you could live with a gravity feed water system like me. I know people who live on hydro. You know, here we are, November 12th. I have not had to run my generator for solar yet this year. And we're basically a little over a month from the shortest day of the year. I urge people to really think outside the box. You know, we have a builder here in town, and every valley in the country has it now with the new technology. They're building buildings now indoors, and this guy has a flatbed truck that can pick up so almost any building, in fact, any building that he can build, he can pick up, he can twist it, he can maneuver it, he can angle it, and he delivers his buildings, and he does buildings up to 40 feet long. Now, my cabin long end is 40 feet. My log cabin is 30 by 40. You know, it's not huge, but it's very comfortable. Now, where I'm going with this is, I know so many people who think they're doing it the easy way or the inexpensive way, and it turns out to nickel and dime them to death. First of all, when they buy a house that's existing, you're usually buying somebody else's problems, okay? Whether it be the piping, the electricity, the hot water heater, the pressure tank, the heating system, their water system, whatever it is, I really recommend. And I know what people are thinking right now. Well, I can't afford to build my own house. It's too expensive. Well, this is what I recommend people do, especially with 80% of people living paycheck to paycheck. My recommendation is to buy a piece of land, which is a hard asset. Buy some acreage, enough acreage that you can build a garden, you can put some fencing up, have animals, you have a woodlot, a.k.a. free heat, you know, and use the renewable resources that we have in this country. And it takes a little elbow grease, you know, if you're going to be sitting in front of your television and smartphone all day long, this isn't a lifestyle for you. But if you want to control your own destiny, you want to move around, you want to build skill sets, you want to show other people how it's done, this is a great, great lifestyle. So anyway, what I would recommend is you go to one of these builders. They build sheds. They build garages. They build barns. I've mentioned this on the air before, Vince. I bought a garage 20 or 24 feet long, I can't remember now, for $6,700. $6,700? I know people who spend more than that on vacations. Many people. So you build yourself a building. They deliver it. You have a choice of putting it on a slab. You can put it on a foundation. You could just put it on the ground. And then you can insulate it. You can put in gravity feed water. You can put up your solar panels. And then as your fiscal situation improves, if it does, you can turn that into a guest house or a garage or a barn or a storage unit, whatever. The functionality of the building never goes away and always adds value to your land. But this way, you're not spending $300,000-$400,000 on some type of subdivision home where you're inheriting somebody else's problems and you don't have any privacy. And your taxes and insurance are so ridiculously high. because that's what's, I mean, we had 91 months in a row of increased home prices in this country, and that's mostly urban, suburban, and the taxes and the insurance are going up with it, while the average American wages or value of dollar because of inflation is going down. Savings is going down, and debt is going up. And the only solution that I can think of for the bottom 93% of people is to move to the country and buy a piece of land and then have one of these builders build you a cheap home. You insulate it, you put it in your stove, and all of a sudden you're living in it, okay? Where else are you going to put your money, folks? I mean, if you buy, let's say you buy a bond that yields 5% over 30 years, the bondholders are going to lose principal if the interest rate just rises to 2%. Okay, I'm just saying that we're in a position where there's so few options, and you got to look at where are we? We're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment, but are rates going to increase because of economic growth, legitimate economic growth, or which could be good for stocks and equities? But what if rates rise because of inflation, because of printed money, because credit's collapsing? Because they can't sell bonds, so they got to make the bonds more, they shine a little more light on it. You know, that's called collapse. That's called a system that's totally corrupt and manipulated. I mean, look who runs the system. It's the central banks with Keynesian economics. We've talked about this for hours. I've done shows on this personally when I've monologued. Our banks have been caught rigging all the markets, silver, gold, treasuries, Forex, LIBOR, the VIX, the volatility indexes. I mean, it's not a left-right paradigm as much as it is the aristocracy controlling the serfs. That's why I call what we have as a plutocracy, where the wealthy class is controlling all government, all corporations, especially the big ones, from the top to feather the nests and bail out all the big boys. And the little guy ends up holding the bag, holding the bill. You know, I just don't see sustainable headwinds for future rates of growth when we're at the end of an economic cycle that President Trump inherited. So I just see, you know, when you look at who's getting the benefits, I see the subsidies, the money printing, the special interests, the lobbyists, the PACs, all going to the big boys. And they're creating more robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy is creating more illegitimate means for the little people to control their own destiny in the forms of the technocracy censoring and surveilling the little people. So I don't see, personally, things getting better. I see Donald Trump, who inherited a very extreme corrupt system. I've talked about it in great detail, how they're printing money out of thin air, using fractional reserve lending, and I've talked about, Vince, I've talked about it when I've monologued, but you've heard me talk about stock buybacks in great detail and how corrupt the whole system is. Basically, new debt for the executives, and they're basically bypassing new employees, new products, new services, new expansions, new purchases of land. You know, it's almost like they put up a finishing line where they can see a light at the end of the tunnel for themselves, but not for the little people. So this is why, you know, I really recommend people thinking a little differently, because I don't know how long this phony system is going to last. You know, the fact that Donald Trump is in it, is here as president, is the only reason the system has basically not collapsed. So we have to start thinking outside the box, because self-interest of the elite is what runs the system. I mean, it's unbelievable. These people basically tell us what not to do, and everything they're doing, they're saying us not to do, they've done. You know, all this corruption with President Trump, or against him, it's a total joke. I mean, here we have, well, I just want to remind people, remember Obama got caught on a hot microphone telling the Russians that he would have more flexibility after he wins the next election? And they called President Trump collusion, treason, and sedition, when all that and more, including espionage, has been bought and paid for by the Democrat National Committee. Trump reads aloud 2017 tweets from the so-called whistleblower declaring a coup back in 2017. You just can't make this stuff up. And I'm sure most people in this audience has now heard that there's new evidence confirming Kentucky election fraud. Everything from attacking the, getting names from the Department of Motor Vehicles database to add to voter registration to illegal immigrants and people voting across county and state lines, people voting multiple times, dead people voting. You know, we talk about a lot of stuff, but I'll tell you right now, folks, there's no sense in being optimistic at all if President Trump does not fix election and voter fraud. I mean, the whole system is totally corrupt. You know, whistleblower's lawyer claimed to have gotten security clearance for guys who have had child porn issues. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Everything that they're telling us not to do, they're doing. It's absolutely insane. They're just, and half of it, or 90% of it, they're making up. There's no evidence. They don't want to, they don't want the legitimate side to call witnesses. It's unbelievable. So, you know, and you know, Christine Lagarde really summed it up last week. I didn't have time to say this last week. I'm going to quote her. We should be happier to have a job than to have savings. Folks, they're dropping breadcrumbs for us to connect the dots and telling you that you will not be able to control your own destiny. We have to think outside the box.
Can you imagine, class, not having savings to weather a storm, to pay your small bail if you've been arrested? Imagine
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last couple of months ago, I mentioned that we buy propane when no one's thinking about propane. August is a good time. It's hot. No one's thinking about heat. Propane prices are at around the lowest they will be for the year, typically. There's some bumps in pricing, but typically they're lower in August than other times. And so I did some pricing, and I was able to buy propane. It came out to $1.11 per gallon. It was $1.19 per gallon, $1.19.9, but we got 25 gallons free, and the price to top off the tank was came out to $1.11. And there were specials on propane, and there was a new company, and you could buy it for $1 a gallon. I know one of our instructors bought his at $1.11 a gallon also. And I just checked today's price. So 2 months later, the price of propane has increased 31% in the Midwest. So average price in the Midwest is, it's actually $1.486. And in Missouri, it was $1.46. So, word to the wise, and it's probably a little late now to get it, but as it gets colder, people go, hey, we got to check our propane and see if we need any. Or if you have an automatic delivery, they'll take care of it for you. And do they fill it up in the summer? No. Why would they do that? They fill it up when the price is much higher. Now, the propane delivery companies buy it or lock in when the price is low, and then they sell it when the price is high. So you can take a page out of their book and buy it when the price is low. That's what we do. We try to buy everything when the price is low. Everything. And actually, I think we have an allergy to paying too much for anything. So that's just a thought. Rich, do you use propane for anything on your farm?
I, I just put in a vent-free heater as a backup. You know, as I'm getting older and my arms are getting weaker, I just want a plan B. It can't be used as a primary heater because it's vented free. It's non-vented. So it does work for, you know, putting it on for 2-3 hours here and there. It's great for early fall, early spring type thing. So it is nice to have. So I have a 500-pound tank here. However, you know, I look at it, I certainly prefer, I mean, if there's a gas station, let me give you an analogy where the one across the street on the right is $5 a gallon more expensive than the one on the left. I'm going to go to the one on the left. And, of course, price matters. However, I think it depends on a lot of other things, too, because sometimes propane tanks in the summertime, you don't want to fill up past 80% because of expansion of gas. So in the winter, they can squeeze a little more in there, or late fall because it's not as hot. So it all depends on what your philosophy is. Do you want to have fill up once a year, twice a year? Are you on regular fill-ups? But like my gas analogy, Vince, I don't really pay attention too much to the price. And it's not that I want to pay more. It's just that if I need something that's absolutely mandatory like gasoline, I'm going to get it. You know, I'm going to try to get it when it's cheaper because of seasonality or certain promotions or marketing or whatever. But there's so much collusion with gas stations anyway, there's not much of a difference in specific areas, you know. So I look at it, if I need it, I'm going to get it. If I can't control it, it's not like I can, you know, drill my own gasoline and refine it. So I am in, you know, I have to buy it from someone else. So as the year progresses, you know, throughout the year, I don't really pay attention that much because I need to fill up my pickup anyway, and that's my philosophy.
There was a propane delivery company just outside of Springfield, Missouri, and they offered to their customers a lock-in price. So during the summer, they would send out these advertisements saying you can lock in and you can buy it for $1.79. This was a few years ago. And a number of the people who are in the Springfield area that we know that would come to the meetups locked in. And they'd buy 1,000 gallons, and they'd pay for 1,000 gallons in advance. So that 1,000 gallons was on hold for them, at least they thought. And then there was a propane shortage. And the delivery company, who they locked in and paid their $1,790 for 1,000 gallons of propane, said, y'all need propane? No problem. We'll get you 100 gallons at a time, but you're going to have to pay for it outside of that locked-in price that you already paid. You'll have to give us a new payment at $4 a gallon. So the company that took the money said, we are not going to honor our agreement. We'll only give you 100 gallons at a time, and you'll have to pay for it in advance on top of the locked-in price that you already paid. So, Max's law, okay? Pay cash, take delivery, and buy the best. That's Max's law. We'll be right back.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.